Now, while COVID-19 is dominant in most people's minds at the moment, mental health has become more important than ever. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined now on the telephone by Nicola Lucy from the Youghal Community Health Project. And good evening to you, Nicola.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm good. And it is true, isn't it? Because in the midst of all this, with all this health crisis going on, people's mental health is becoming more and more strained at the moment, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And I suppose it's more important than ever now to prioritise our mental health and know ways that we can take care of it.
Now, in particular for people who are listening to this that fall within that cocooned category at the moment, those people over 70 that are listening to this at the moment that can't leave the house even to go for a walk at the moment, what can those people do to look after their mental health?
Well, I suppose there's great advice from a principal psychologist, Dr. Daniel Flynn. And he basically, what he would say is keep the acronym CALM in your mind, right? So for every letter of the word CALM, there's a little bit of advice that goes along with that letter. So I suppose anybody that is cocooning, they're obviously spending an awful lot of time now on their own. Their days maybe are, you know, feeling a lot longer. They might end up going on social media or listening into, you know, a channel on the radio that they normally wouldn't listen into. So he kind of just gives us a bit of advice to think of the word CALM. So to stay CALM, really. And the C would stand for check the facts. So if you are somebody who is cocooning at the moment and your only connection with the outside world is maybe your phone or your iPad or your laptop, you know, check the facts. So go on reputable sites like the HSE website and check the facts in relation to COVID-19. Don't be going on sites whereby there's a lot of, you know, maybe theories being pulled out of the air or there's a lot of scaremongering. So try and stay away from those sites and just check the facts with the sites that are, you know, getting their information from the government. Or, you know, tune in at 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock to the news and watch the news and hear, you know, stay connected with what's happening and up to date regards to the COVID-19. Then he would say the A in CALM would stand for accepting the knowledge or emotions. So again, this is very strange and not normal for somebody who probably is very social, always out, maybe, you know, was always linked with the active retirement group or had their social groups that they went along to. It's now to be told to stay inside for as much as they can for the next 2 weeks. So with that is going to come an awful lot of emotions, probably a lot of negative emotions, maybe anxiety, feeling stressed, feeling insecure, feeling unsafe, having trouble sleeping. But again, it's to give, you know, accept those emotions as well and acknowledge them. So if you acknowledge those emotions, what you're helping to do is you're helping your helping your mental health, but you're also helping your body to acknowledge the emotion and release the tension. And that's something really, really important to do. So instead of kind of maybe pushing it to the back of your mind, you know, acknowledge it and kind of say, it's okay to feel anxious. It's okay to feel maybe a little bit lonely or sad because, you know, this is something out of the norm and it's something that we have to try and adjust to. And that's going to take a little bit of time. The L then as well stands for let go of our judgments. So it could be too that, like, unfortunately for those who are cocooning, there might be this element of passing on blame to, you know, somebody who has brought COVID-19 into the country, or maybe passing on blame to the government or the healthcare professionals for not doing enough, you know, that they've put us into this situation. So it's kind of letting go of judgments around that, because what that's only going to do is going to feed negativity, and negativity is going to add to our stress and it's going to badly affect our mental health. And then the M in CALM as well stands for mindfully managing a response to the situation and instead of reacting. So mindfully managing our response to the situation, especially for older adults who are cocooning, is, you know, you've been given advice by the local government, by the chief health officer, and this is about protecting and saving lives. So it's for a short period of time. It is something that's within your control, and, you know, to I suppose acknowledge that as well. Yes, I have been told to stay indoors, to cocoon, but I'm doing it so that I'm safe. I'm not, you know, going to get ill. I'm not going to infect others. And it is for a short period of time. And I suppose there are ways, you know, like I did talk about social media there, but there are so many ways that we can stay connected then as well to our communities and to our loved ones and to our neighbours. You know, there's really innovative ways. There's so many apps now. The phone, you know, picking up the phone, ringing somebody, texting somebody, listening into your radio station, you know, listening to community radio station, again, kind of keeping that routine up going to have a really beneficial effect to how somebody feels and acts.
And it's one of those rare times, isn't it, Nicola, where we are literally all in the same boat together. Nobody is doing this or going through this on their own. And regardless if you're somebody who normally would feel a bit lonely or a bit self-isolated, or regardless of whether you suffer from mental health issues or not, we all have to be very, very mindful of collectively our mental health at the moment.
Yeah, we do. And again, you know, that the power to do that is within our own hands. There's lots of great advice out there. And again, you know, I am going to reference the HSC webpage. They have a full page which will bring you onto other free links about ways that you can watch your mental health and well-being. So, you know, the resources are there. And I suppose it's about, again, acknowledging and accepting our emotions. So when we realise that maybe we are getting a bit stressed out because our normal routine has been interfered with, we're not used to being at home with, you know, homeschooling kids, maybe working from home, still trying to juggle, you know, running out of the milk and then thinking, oh my God, I have to now go into town to get milk, or how am I going to get milk? You know, all these things that we would have just naturally done are now, I suppose, they're becoming bigger issues for us. But it's about acknowledging that, preparing as well, you know, setting time aside maybe every day to do something nice for yourself. Again, it could be just like going for a short walk if you have the means to do that, having a bath, you know, watching a movie, listening to your favourite song, different things that you could do that will just help to relax you and kind of reduce your stress levels.
And of course, one age group that we must be acutely aware of in this as well, and I think sometimes they get a bit forgotten about, and that is the kids that are at home. A lot of children don't understand what's going on, are very frightened because they're looking at the adults and they see the worry and the stress. Kids are very, very in tune. They know when the adults in their house are stressed and they're worried. They know that what's going on at the moment is not the norm. They understand that this has gone beyond the school holiday now, and they're starting to get bored and they're starting to get worried. And it is very important as well that we look after the children's mental health as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And like, you know... Like you said, they're very tuned in. They're very aware of what is going on, you know, even having access to social media themselves as well. You don't know unless you're monitoring what's popping up or what they're going into and what they're looking up themselves. They're talking to their friends online. But it's really important that every single day, you know, if your child does come to you with a question or a worry or they're feeling a bit anxious, that you stop what you're doing and you take the time to sit down and listen to them and just reassure them as well, you know, that we're doing everything that the government has advised. We're staying at home. We're washing our hands. We're, practicing good sneezing and coughing etiquette. We're doing our homework that's been set by the teacher. We were watching RTE in my house this morning, the homeschooling hub. And
which is brilliant, isn't it? I was doing the same with my kids this morning, and it's a godsend, to be honest with you.
Yeah, but it is very difficult for them, you know, to lose a connection with their friends. But like, again, there is FaceTime, there's, you know, there's lots of videoing calls that you can do. Even what I've started, I have two girls, and what we've started, my sister lives in Cork, we've started writing to her kids and they're writing back, and we're writing kind of every day, you know, for the postman, is the letter coming today? This is something that they never would have done, but they're getting such enjoyment out of it, you know, writing a letter, drawing a picture, putting it into an envelope, and we post it, and then they're waiting for the response. So there's an awful lot of things as well that you could do you know, even encouraging your child who might be feeling really anxious to write down their worries, then have a chat about it, together, kind of look up factual stuff. So again, going to the HSE, which has great advice. Bernardo's Family Support Agency, they have great tips on their webpage about supporting young people's mental health and well-being. Jigsaw as well, which is the National Mental Health Service for Adolescents, they have great advice on their webpage. So there are things there that you can access that's going to help young people and children, I suppose, you know, figure it out or work through it themselves. But in order to do that safely, they need the support of those adults around them. And I suppose they're all feeling the effects of not being able to go visit grandparents or, you know, cousins or uncles or aunts. But again, you know, reassuring them that, like, this will end. This isn't going to be for the long term. And that making those plans for when we are kind of all together again. But for the moment, we need to stay apart and just stay safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a case of not dismissing, as you said, don't dismiss the question. Sit down with them and ask them, because the more we dismiss it, and I know sometimes as adults we get frustrated, particularly when everybody's stuck in the one house and kids are getting anxious, they're getting bored and they're fighting, we're all getting frustrated. But if you keep dismissing the question that's been asked, you're only heightening the anxiety. So we are, and it's good for us as well. It's good for us to have that two-way conversation as well.
And I suppose, you know, like, it does take an awful lot for a child to come as well and ask a parent, you know, say, look, I'd be worried about this or whatever. But that doesn't mean that the parent can't, you know, like, we all know our children. We know if they're upset. And it's about kind of going in and kind of asking that question, you know, like, I know you must be worried about COVID-19. I'm worried about it, but this is what I'm doing to help myself. And we need to keep the conversation going, and we need to be talking, and we need to know that, you know, we're there for each other. And often just doing that, like, that can be the conversation starter. And to say, you know, it's okay to feel anxious and sad and miss your friends. That's all right as well. And that you are there for them whenever they do want to come and talk. So you can always be, you know, as the adult, you can always be the person as well that goes to your child and say, you know, I noticed that you've been a bit quiet, or I've noticed that you're a little bit more angrier than usual. You know, because anger is an emotion as well that is going to be heightened when people are stressed. So it's good to go and acknowledge and name the feeling as well, and that you, so that they know that they're being noticed. And especially, you know, that maybe even the child that's kind of quietly staying in the room, and you're thinking, Jesus, they're great, you know, that they're not being affected by this at all. But it's very important that you go and you talk to that child, and you involve them in plans and around how you as a family or as a community are dealing with the virus.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you said, it will end. This isn't the new norm. It will end. And we just need to stay in it together at this stage. Listen, thanks a million for coming on to me. We are out of time. But if it was okay with you, what I'd like to do is maybe we touch base weekly, as long as it's going on, and maybe just keep referencing the mental health, and let's see if we can get some tips and some advice, and just keep people in tune and watch out for our mental health, because whatever about our physical health, our mental health is as important.
Yeah, and I suppose there are, like I had said about the HSE websites, but there are, you know, there is that helpline, the HSE COVID-19 helpline, which is 1850 24 1850. And alone as well, especially for anybody that is cocooning at the moment, they're an absolutely brilliant service. And I know they have contacted myself with kind of little jobs, I suppose, that people are looking to have organised for them because they are cocooning. And we're responding to that as well. So even though it's a national number, there's work being done in your local community to respond to your needs. So the alone number is 0818 222 024. So they're all free phone numbers as well, and all those services are about helping local people who maybe at this present time are cocooning, or maybe they're self-isolating, or they're after receiving a diagnosis themselves, and they're just ensuring that they keep themselves safe and everybody else safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And pick up the phone, guys. That's, I mean, in these times, we all need a bit of help. So pick up the phone. We have all those details as well here in the station. If you want to contact the station here in 024-911-99, we've also shared them on the CRY All Facebook page as well. Nicola, look after yourself. Stay safe, stay well. We'll have a chat with you again next week.